The Flag and the Faithful by William J. Lampton, read for LibriVox.org by Bill Moseley, Llano County, Texas, USA. A Washington woman has made a loud outcry to the Secretary of War to reprimand the soldiers at the government aviation station for burying their faithful dog Muggsy, wrapped in the Stars and Stripes. Ah, Muggsy, good and faithful dog, gone to your rest. You served your country and your flag the very best that lay within your humble power, and in that far have been much better than some men and women are. As you lived, good dog, you died, and it is meet. The flag you served your best should be your winding sheet. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Flag and the Faithful by William J. Lampton, read for LibriVox.org by Chiquito Crasto. A Washington woman has made a loud outcry to the Secretary of War to reprimand the soldiers at the government aviation station for burying their faithful dog, Muggsy, wrapped in the Stars and Stripes. Ah, Muggsy, good and faithful dog, gone to your rest, you served your country and your flag the very best that lay within your humble power, and in that far have been much better than some men and women are. As you have lived, good dog, you died, and it is meet the flag you served your best should be your winding sheet. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Flag and the Faithful by William J. Lampton, read for LibriVox.org by Capricia Page. A Washington woman has made a loud outcry to the Secretary of War to reprimand the soldiers at Government Aviation Station for burying their faithful dog, Muggsy, wrapped in the Stars and Stripes. Ah, Muggsy, good and faithful dog, gone to your rest. You served your country and your flag the very best that lay within your humble power, and in that far have been much better than some men and women are. As you have lived, good dog, you died, and it is meet the flag you served your best should be your winding sheet. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Flag and the Faithful by William J. Lampton, read for LibriVox.org by David Lawrence. A Washington woman has made a loud outcry to the Secretary of War to reprimand the soldiers at the government aviation station for burying their faithful dog, Muggsy, wrapped in the Stars and Stripes. Ah, Muggsy, good and faithful dog, gone to your rest. You served your country and your flag the very best that lay within your humble power, and in that far have been much better than some men and women are. As you had lived, good dog, you died, and it is meet the flag you served your best should be your winding sheet. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Flag and the Faithful by William J. Lampton, read for LibriVox.org by Jenny Meisberger, Gicaba, Washington. A Washington woman has made a loud outcry to the Secretary of War to reprimand the soldiers at the government aviation station for burying their faithful dog Muggsy wrapped in the Stars and Stripes. Ah, Muggsy, good and faithful dog, gone to your rest. You served your country and your flag the very best that lay within your humble power, and in that far have been much better than some men and women are.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?